It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Good to have you here with us. Tonight, legendary Grammy Award-winning reggae band Black Uhuru kicking off a Hawaii tour at the Blue Note. Then, tomorrow, Poipu Beach Athletic Club on the Garden Isle. Saturday, Uncle Robert's in Pahoa on the Big Island. And Sunday, wrapping it up at the Big Reggae Festival at the Mac with Honesty, Marty Dredd, Jordan T, and others. We're dialing in on their van and catching both singer Andrew Bees and the legendary founder of the group, Derek Ducky Simpson. Hey, brother Ducky.
Aloha.
How you doing, dude?
So.
You got a new single since we had you on, Jog Guide, collaboration.
Yes, it's a collaboration with Bugle, and it's the first single from our new CD.
Still not out. We're expecting it what?
There was a lot of CD being released in August. So we pull it back till about March.
So you don't have a whole bunch of other stuff coming out when yours is coming out, you're saying?
Yeah.
Now that video, there's a lot of real jungle and natural places. Where did you film that?
You ever heard that song that Bob did about Kean River?
Yes, I have.
Up at Kean River, go wash my dread. Well, that's the same spot.
That's like rural?
It's in St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
We got a St. Thomas in Jamaica.
Okay.
Eastern part of Jamaica, yeah.
Beautiful place. It's a cover of the late, great, legendary Peter Tosh.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Peter Tosh song. It's about iniquity and deceitful people. Pestilence lurks in dark places. It's a song telling us to beware of bad people.
That's a good message.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs, Ducky, where your voice is really the central thing. For anyone who does not know the rich timbre that your voice has.
This CD is going to be just in Ducky, lead, singing lead.
You're doing lead vocals on the whole thing?
On all 18 tracks.
So it'll be very soulful.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to be playing that and maybe some other tunes from it, yeah?
Yes, I'm going to do 4 songs from it. Maybe 5.
How was the recording done?
It's old school, drum and bass and guitar and horns.
And on tape, right? Not digital, then, you're saying?
There's a little drum machine on a couple of the tracks, but that's as far as we go digital. And everything was analog, you know?
That's very hip. Very
cool, yeah.
It took me back to when you were recording your first singles, because your voice was so soulful, and the very first tune that you ever recorded was, in fact, a Curtis Mayfield song.
Yeah. A folk song, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, you were listening to the radio and it was primarily American soul.
Yeah, that's what we grew up with, R&B from the United States. They were the singer who inspired Bob and those guys before me.
And was Curtis Mayfield a major one for you?
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield, Four Tops, the Manhattans, all them guys, all them groups. Johnny Nash and all them guys.
Smokey, you know? Robinson.
Yeah, that era, yeah. Gladys Knight and the Pips and all them.
James Brown?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a lot of James Brown.
Now, were you rocking to this stuff when you had adopted the nickname Doc Holliday when you were a young gambler? Or at what point did you get into these songs?
I started recording little after that era. They called me that because I used to do a lot of gambling.
Right.
At a very young age, I used to gamble professionally. So that's where I got that name from. But I've been in music from I was 15. I think folk song was done when we were 16.
Doc Holliday, did you come up with that or somebody else started calling you that?
My friends. You remember Jamaican guys give themselves all kind of names.
Right.
The Linja, Clint Eastwood, Doc Holliday, Josie Wheel. So we used to take names from those American actors.
And that's how you got it.
Yeah, and because my gambling skills.
Right. When did you give up the gambling?
In the 90s.
All the way into the 90s?
Yeah.
Poker, or what were you doing by then?
Yeah, poker and 7-Eleven and racehorse.
Betting on racehorses?
Yeah, I used to own 2 horses.
What?
So I was into racehorse gambling big time.
Where were your horses?
In Jamaica.
Betting on your own horses, or how does it work when you're running horses?
Yeah, yeah, you bet. But most of the money I lost was not on my own horses.
What were your horses' names?
I even have a song from the name of one of my horses, Iron Storm.
Right.
I don't remember what the next one name right now.
What made you stop?
In gambling, you can't win enough. It's like a disease, like a drug.
It's like drugs, you're saying?
Yeah. Hook on drugs, you get hook on gambling. It's addictive. Yeah, I'll just keep the habit.
Do you have children, Ducky?
I got a couple.
Got a laugh out of you. And where do they live?
In England, U.S., Jamaica, France. Brazil.
You got them all over the world is what you're trying to say.
I'm a guy who travel all over the world, man, for decades. And I live a lot of different places. You know, most of them is like adults.
Are they at all part of what you're doing now?
Some of them. Like my son is on the road with me right now. tour manager, Abu Bakr.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you met him?
At the Blue Note?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
Yep.
He's the guy.
And before I talk to Andrew, who I understand is also standing by, and as a final note, because this wonderful new single of yours, Ja Guide, is a Peter Tosh song, describe his importance as you see it to reggae and also how he has influenced you.
Who, Peter Tosh?
Yes, sir.
Well, those are the guys I learned the music with, you know. Cause I come from that time. When I start going to Trenchtown, I met Bob and all them guys. And so I learned a couple of stuff from them towards the music. Peter, Bonnie. They were my favorite singers, man.
Were you close to Peter at all?
Nah, but I know him. I was not close to none of them, but I know them. I was there with them a lot of times. But a lot of things I learned the music was from them, yeah.
Right.
But I know they were going to be going places. These guys were famous from they were teenagers.
When you go back to Jamaica today, do you get a good feeling when you get to see places and just kind of reconnect?
Big time. Big time. I'm going home the end of this month. After we get back from Hawaii, I'll be flying straight to Jamaica.
That's cool. You'll be heading there right after your Hawaii tour. Well, that kicks off tonight, and it's going to be great to see you.
Yeah, kick back for a while. I listened to that interview on the internet.
That me and you did.
Yeah, it was good.
The one that me and you did.
Yes, I like it. Big up Hawaii.
You're the man. I'm giving you a big hug. I'll see you soon, brother.
Ja, Rastafari. All right, here's Mike.
Thank you.
Yo.
Hey.
Let me go find Beast.
Thank you, brother.
Listen.
Andrew.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Aloha, brother. Dave Lawrence, Hawaii Public Radio, sending you maximum respect.
Yes, sir. Hopeful and bright, you know?
You go all over the world, Andrew. When you think of coming to Hawaii, does it have any kind of special place for you?
Yes, man. It's always great to come meet the roots of people and foundation, culture. It's a blessing.
Is reggae big basically on all the islands that you go to around the world?
Well, differently, not really to an extreme, but, you know, I respect to know that, you know, reggae is really big in Hawaii, and Hawaii people love reggae. I was there once, a couple months ago, and the people were so excited.
That was your first time here, huh?
Yeah, and I tried to learn some of the culture and everything. So now I can get to really come out and see more of Hawaii. It's a great blessing.
And you said something really interesting. Not only are you going to get to see more of Hawaii, but you basically said that not every island place loves reggae like this place.
Yes, and out of everywhere I go, I really respect that.
I bet.
Yes, and I really appreciate love every fan of, you know, Hawaii who love reggae music and live reggae music. That's why the island is so happy, you know.
That's a good way. That's a great way of looking at it. When you were first getting into music, Andrew, try to remember when you first realized that you loved singing and had a gift.
Well, I grew up in Waterhouse, you know. Growing up in Waterhouse, I grew up with, you know, you Moondell, Junior Reed, Michael Rose, Don Carlos, Half Pint, Augustus Pablo, all of those great men. From there, I really always appreciate love music and want to be a part of it because growing up with all those greats, you know?
How old were you when you started singing yourself?
I started singing when I was 8, 9 years old because, as I tell it, all those people were in my community.
Reggae has some really powerful messages that have been really important for people all over the world about freedom, fighting oppression. At what point did you realize what kind of powerful messages were contained in reggae?
Music is a great influence because when I really see all the music have this big way of getting out consciousness, love, and togetherness, I really tell myself that this is what I want to do because I want to be a part of people sharing love and caring for each other. I just feel powerful that I can use the channel of music to reach out to people and just give thanks and love and appreciate life and togetherness and a solidarity.
With a message that is of hope and of kindness, which is a really important one.
Yes, sir.
It's Black Uhuru with us starting their Hawaii tour. Derek Ducky Simpson and, of course, Andrew Bees having a conversation. Thank you so much, Andrew. We'll see you guys tonight.
Big up Hawaii. Big up your show. Yes, sir. Give thanks.
Aloha, Dave Lawrence. This is the Gong Gong Ghoulie. Ducky Simpson, a.k.a. Black Uhuru.
Yes, you know, so this is Andrew Bees, you know, lead singer of Black Uhuru. And, you know, big up Dave Lawrence every time.
Me a listen to my talk, and me know me not deaf, but me no hear nobody. My life and a monopoly, when we chat in the valley, we no fear nobody.
Hey, do I trap through this valley?
I will fear no evil. Yea, do I trod through this valley, still I will fear no evil. Don't you know, Jah guide, Jah guide, Jah guide. I know I'm trotting through this valley, and I know though my enemies fight I every day, I will fear